Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today. Shalom and welcome. I'm Johanna, your reader today. Today is Friday, the 3rd of May and the 25th of Nisan on the Hebrew calendar. And this week, our parasha, or portion from the Torah, is called Achrei Mot, which means after the death. And today we'll be starting in Leviticus chapter 16, verses 25 through 34. And before we get into our reading, let's take a moment first to bless God and thank Him for His precious word. Blessed are You, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Then he is to burn up fat on the sin offering in smoke on the altar. The man who leaves the goat as a scapegoat is to wash his clothes and bathe his body in water. Afterward, he may come into the camp. The bull for the sin offering and the goat for the sin offering, whose blood was brought in to make atonement in the holy place, shall be carried outside the camp, and their hides, their flesh, and their dung burned with fire. The one who burns them is to wash his clothes and bathe his body in water. Then afterward he may come into the camp. It is to be a statute to you forever, that in the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, you are to afflict your souls and do no kind of work, both the native born and the outsider dwelling among you. For on this day atonement will be made for you, to cleanse you. From all your sins you will be clean before the Lord. It is a Shabbat of solemn rest to you, and you are to afflict your souls. It is a statute forever. The Kohen who is anointed and who is consecrated to be Kohen in his father's place will make the atonement and put on the linen garments, the holy garments. He is to make atonement for the holy sanctuary, for the tent of meeting, for the altar, for the Kohanim, and for all the people of the assembly. This will be an everlasting statute for you, to make atonement for Bnei Israel once in the year, because of all their sins. It was done as the Lord commanded Moshe. That was Leviticus 16, 25 through 34. And now our portion from the prophets will be Isaiah 48. Hear this, house of Yaakov, who are called by the name of Israel, who came from the wellspring of Yehuda, who swear by the name of the Lord and confess the God of Israel, but not in truth or righteousness. For they call themselves by the holy city and lean on the God of Israel. The Lord of hosts is his name. I foretold the former things long ago. They went forth from my mouth and I caused them to be heard. Suddenly, I acted so they came about. For I know that you are obstinate, and your neck is iron sinew, and your forehead bronze. So I foretold it to you long ago. Before it came about, I made you hear, lest you should say, my idol did them, my carved image, yes, my molded image commanded them. You have heard, see all of it. So will you not admit it? I proclaim to you new things from now on, hidden things that you have not known. They are created now, not long ago. Before today, you had not heard them. So you will not say, sure, I knew them. You have not heard, you never knew. Even from long ago, your ear has not been open. For I knew that you are treacherous, and from birth were called a rebel. For my name's sake, I defer my anger. For my praise, I will restrain it for you. Otherwise, I would cut you off. Behold, I have refined you, though not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction. For my own sake, for my own sake, I act. For how should I be profaned? I will not give my glory to another. Listen to me, Yaakov, Israel, whom I called. I am he, I am the first, I am also the last. Surely my hand founded the earth. My right hand spread out the heavens. When I call to them, they stand together. Assemble, all of you, and listen. Who among them foretold these things? The Lord loves him. He will do his will against Babylon, his arm against the Chaldeans. I have spoken. Yes, I called him. I will bring him so his ways will succeed. Draw near to me. Hear this. Since the beginning, I have not spoken in secret. From the time I existed, I was there. So now the Lord God has sent me and his Ruach. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way you should go. If only you had listened to my commandments, then your peace would be like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Your seed would have been like sand, and your offspring like its grains. Their name would never be cut off or destroyed from before me. Get out of Babylon, free from Chaldea. With a shout of joy, proclaim this. Send it out to the end of the earth. Say, the Lord has redeemed his servant Yaakov. They did not thirst when he led them through the deserts. He caused the water to flow out of the rock for them. He split the rock also, and the waters gushed out. For there is no shalom, says the Lord, for the wicked. That was Isaiah 48. And now our portion today from the Ketuvim, or the writings, we'll be reading Proverbs 27. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. Let another praise you, and not your own mouth, a stranger, and not your own lips. A stone is heavy, and sand a burden, but provocation by a fool is heavier than both. Wrath is cruel, and anger is overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy? Better is open rebuke than hidden love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but excessive the kisses of an enemy. One who is full loathes honeycomb, but to one who is hungry, every bitter thing is sweet. Like a bird that strays from its nest is a man that wanders from his home. As ointment and perfume gladden the heart, so the sweetness of one's friend comes from his sincere counsel. Do not forsake your friend or your father's friend, nor go to your brother's house in the day of your disaster. Better a neighbor nearby than a brother far off. Be wise, my son. Make my heart glad, so I may answer anyone who taunts me. The prudent see danger and hide, but the naive keep going and pay the penalty. Take a man's garment who puts up security for a stranger, and hold it in pledge as security for a seductive woman. If someone blesses his friend with a loud voice early in the morning, it will be taken as a curse. Continual dripping on a day of steady rain and a contentious wife are alike. Hiding her is like hiding the wind or grasping oil with the right hand. As iron sharpens iron, so a person sharpens the countenance of his friend. Whoever tends a fig tree will eat its fruit. Whoever takes care of his master will be honored. As water reflects the face, so a person's heart reflects the person. Sheol and Abaddon are never satisfied, and neither are the eyes of man. A crucible is for silver, and a furnace is for gold, but a person is proved by the praise he receives. Even if you pound the fool along with the grain in a mortar with a pestle, his foolishness would never leave him. Know well the condition of your flocks. Pay attention to your herds, for riches are not forever, nor a crown from generation to generation. When hay is removed and grass appears, and grain from the hills is gathered in, lambs will provide you with clothing, and goats with the price of a field. There will be enough goat's milk for food, and food for your household, and sustenance for your maidservants. That was Proverbs 27. And now for our final portion from today is going to be from the Apostles, and it is 1 John chapter 3. See how glorious a love the Father has given us, that we should be called God's children, and so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Loved ones, now we are God's children, and it has not yet been revealed what we will be. But we do know that when it's revealed, we shall be like Him, because we will see Him just as He is. Everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself just as He is pure. Everyone practicing sin also practices lawlessness. Indeed, sin is lawlessness. You know that Yeshua appeared in order to take away sins, and in Him there is no sin. No one who abides in Him keeps on sinning. No one who sins has seen Him or known Him. Children, let no one mislead you. The one who practices righteousness is righteous, just as Yeshua is righteous. The one who practices sin is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. Ben Elohim appeared for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. No one born of God practices sin, because God's seed remains in him. He cannot sin because he is born of God. It is clear who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil by this. Anyone who does not act righteously or love his brother is not of God. For this is the message you have heard from the beginning. We should love one another. Do not be like Cain, who was from the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his deeds were evil while his brothers were righteous. Do not be surprised, brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers and sisters. The one who does not love remains in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. We have come to know love by this. Yeshua laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. But if someone has material possessions and sees his brother in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him? Children, let us not love with word or talk, but in deed and truth. By this we shall know that we are of the truth, and set our heart at rest before him whenever our heart condemns us. For God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Loved ones, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do what is pleasing in his sight. Now this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, and love one another just as he commanded us. The one who keeps his commandments abides in God, and God in him. We know that he abides in us by this, by the Spirit he has given us. That was 1 John chapter 3. And it concludes our readings for this episode. If, however, you are reading through the Apostles twice this year, you'll also read Matthew 13, 31 through 58. And I just want to mention, in case it is helpful to you, that the show notes of this podcast has the daily passages written in them. So if you don't have the journal and you want to just quickly access the daily passages, you can find them each day with the show notes. All right, that's it for me for today. Have a blessed Friday and day of preparation for Shabbat, if that's what's happening at your home. And I'm Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom to you from Israel. Until next time.